Title: Hybrid Mind Super Saw Lead, Carve and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Using Session to Arrangement. Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn an advanced studio-ready workflow for building a Hybrid Mind style Super Saw Lead in Ableton Live 12. We'll design a two-layer Super Saw using Waveedable, Map Expressive macros, create multiple clip variants and session view that carry groove and movement, and then capture a performance into arrangement, while preserving device carving and automation. The focus is on practical parameter choices, clip level modulation, and the correct session arrangement methods, so the lead grooves with your drums and sits cleanly in the mix. But you will build by the end you'll have a two-layer Super Saw lead, body and sheen, using two Waveedable instruments, processed with EQ8, Saturator, Chorus Ensemble, Reverb and Ping Pong Delay, an instrument rack with mapped macros for cutoff, detune slash width, reverb send, and a swell control for clip-based carving. Four session view MIDI clip variations, dry, filtered, staccato slash gated, and width doubled, carrying groove from the groove pool and clip envelopes. A performed and recorded arrangement containing the lead with device and automation lanes for cutoff sweeps, detune moves, and send automation, ready to sit in a drum and bass arrangement. Setup: set your tempo to about 174 BPM. Use Live 12 stock devices, Waveedable, instrument rack, EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble, reverb, ping pong delay, glue compressor, utility, and the groove pool. Step by step. A. Patch and layer 1. Create a MIDI track and name it Lead Super Saw. 2. Insert Waveedable and initialize. Set oscillator to a saw. Unison voices. 7 to tune. Start around 28. Range 22-35 spread. 0.6 to 0.8 osc level. Around minus 2 dB osc B. Offer now amp envelope env 1. Attack 10-18 ms. Decay 500-900 ms. Sustain about 0.8. Release 120-180 ms filter. Low pass 24 dB. Cutoff near 3.4 kHz. Resonance 0.8. Enable a small filter envelope amount 3. Duplicate the track. On the duplicate, pick a brighter Waveedable position or enable OSC-B with a brighter table, or choose a PWM slash sync table. Unison voices. 5 to tune. 8-15 spread. 0.4 shorter release. 6120 ms and slightly more attack for transient sheen. Pitch this layer plus 12 semitones or try plus 7 for a fifth 4. Group both tracks into an instrument group. This becomes your instrument rack. Step by step. B. Macro and sound carving chain 1. Inside the instrument rack, map macros. Macro 1. Filter cutoff map both Waveedable filters. Range roughly 200 hz to 10 kHz. Macro 2. Body detune map unison detune on the body Waveedable. 050 macro 3. Sheen level map the sheen layer's output gain plus or minus 36 dB macro 4. Reverb send map track send A or a device send macro 5. Width map utility width from about 0.85 to 1.8. Place utility after the group macro 6. Swell map an amplitude or small filter envelope for clip driven swells 2. After the instrument rack, insert EQ8. Saturator, chorus ensemble, reverb or use a return, ping pong delay on send B and glue compressor on the group master. EQ8, high pass 90-120 Hz, gentle dip 250-500 Hz, 2 to minus 4 dB, slight boost 1.8-3.5 kHz plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB, optional high shelf above 8-10 kHz plus 1.5 dB saturator, soft clip, drive around 1.5-2.5 dB chorus ensemble, subtle depth 10-20% glue compressor, light glue, 2:1 ratio, aim for minus 2 to minus 4 dB gain reduction 3. Keep the instrument rack's macros as the main expressive points you'll perform. Step by step. C. Clip level groove and movement in session view 1. Create a MIDI clip with your melody phrase. 2 bars is a good default for DNB loops. 2. Open the groove pool. Extract a groove from your drum loop or use a swing preset and drag it onto your lead clip. Start with timing around 35-50 so the lead locks with a pocket without overpushing. 3. Duplicate the clip into 4 variants and name them. Clip A lead main. Dry. Default macro positions clip. B lead filtered. In clip envelopes. Automate instrument rack right arrow macro 1 so the filter slightly closes on repeated notes clip C lead gated. Shorten note lengths to create staccato 16th gating. Add clip volume envelope and fast macro envelope. For micro motion clip D lead wide. Push macro 5 width and macro 2 detune via clip envelopes. Increase reverb send in the clip envelope for a larger tail 4. Use clip envelopes for subtle pitch drift. Map MIDI pitch bend or an instrument rack tune macro and draw tiny bends at note onsets, around plus or minus 10-20 cents. Step by step. D. Advanced session view techniques for groove 1. Use follow actions to alternate between lead main and lead filtered. Short follow lengths, for example 1 bar, create evolving phrases without manual launching. 2. Map macro for a reverb send and any other expressive macros to a MIDI controller or map them to Q-wordy for performance. You'll want to perform them live when recording into arrangement. Step by step, E. From session to arrangement. Capture performance correctly. You have two workflows. Workflow 1. Record the performance recommended if you want automation. Arm the lead track for recording if you want MIDI capture. Enable global record in the transport. Perform by launching scenes and clips in session view while twisting mapped macros and sending changes. Live will record clips and all live parameter changes into arrangement automation lanes. Stop and switch to arrangement to edit automation lanes for cutoff sweeps, detune moves, and send automation. Workflow 2. Drag clips fast, without live device automation, select clips or a scene in session view and drag them into arrangement view. Clip MIDI and clip envelopes transfer. Note: manual device parameter moves you performed live will not become arrangement automation unless you recorded them. If you need device automation afterward, either record another pass with global record while launching the dropped blocks, or manually draw automation lanes. Step by step, F. Carve an arrangement view 1. Open arrangement and reveal automation lanes. Automate macro 1 cutoff across the structure, smooth ramps for builds and quick dips for stabs. 2. Use EQ8 in arrangement to carve per section. For example, reduce 300-600 HC during busy sections to make space for bass or vocals. 3. Use multiband dynamics to tame low mids only when needed. Set a gentle threshold to remove 1-3 dB of problem energy. 4. Consolidate and clean up. After edits, consolidate regions where necessary, rename lanes and render sections to Audito if you want to freeze processing. Step by step, G. Final mix considerations 1. Use utility to mono below 300-400 HC to keep low end centered. 2. Apply subtle sidechain compression to the lead using glue or compressor keyed to kick or bass where the lead competes with low elements. 3. Mono check the stereo image to ensure phase compatibility and clarity in essential mid frequencies. Common mistakes to avoid over unisoning and extreme detune. It makes the lead wide but diffuse. Keep the body tighter and sheen wider. Forgetting to high pass. Supersaws add low energy. High pass to avoid mud. Dragging clips without recording macro moves. Dragging preserves clip envelopes but not live device automation. Using too much wet reverb / delay. It can wash the transient detail and smear groove. Prefer sends and automate wet only on longer sections. Ignoring groove. Extract groove from drums and apply it. Leads often need less timing push than percussion. Widening low mids. Avoid spreading below about 2 kHC to maintain mono compatibility. Pro tips: layer with intervals. Combine plus 12 and plus 7 semitone layers with different unison settings for richness. Keep macros focused. Map only the most expressive controls. Cutoff, detune, reverb send, width, swell, and perform them live. Use clip envelopes for repetitive micro motions so they follow loops and survive dragging to arrangement. Use follow actions for evolving session performances and then record the best take into arrangement. Preserve headroom before saturation. Use glue for subtle glue only. Avoid automating unison voices during performance. Automate to tune and spread instead. Mini practice exercise goal. Build a 64-bar lead arrangement with automation recorded to arrangement. 1. Create the two-way wavable instrument rack and map macros for cutoff, detune, reverb send, and width. 2. Make 4 2-bar MIDI clips in session view. Main A, filtered B, gated C, wide D. Apply a drum groove from the groove pool to all clips. 3. Set follow actions. So our right arrow B right arrow R right arrow C over 8 bars and have D appear every 16 bars. 4. Map cutoff and reverb send to 2 hardware knobs or Q-wordy. 5. Arm global record, perform launching scenes and manipulating cutoff and reverb over a 64-bar pass, then stop. 6. Switch to arrangement, tidy automation lanes, carve with a Q8 per section, and render a 16 32-bar loop to check the lead in the mix with drums and bass.